Okay, essay feedback for Jonas Kager. The introduction is interesting. I tell you why, because I like the personal approach that you have there, and the honesty. But I would, however, do maybe you can combine somehow the first two paragraphs here is kind of in the introduction also to kind of lay out a little bit what the answer to the title question is, okay, and what you're going to say. So I guess you're going to say that in some cases contrasting perspectives are good, and in some cases it's not, okay? This was expressed in a very simplistic manner, but maybe you can already give ahead a little bit, you can give the reader, you can give maybe some kind of an insight into what lays ahead. In the second paragraph, my advice is the following: include the words contrasting perspectives, because otherwise this paragraph reads like it's not connected, okay? And also here you say this makes historical opinions very biased. This is a very hard way of expressing it. Just be a little bit softer. This can make contrasting perspectives and historical opinions biased, okay? Just express yourself a little bit more in a balanced way. So that's in the second paragraph. Make the link to the title with the contrasting perspectives in the health of a discipline, a little bit more clear. Second paragraph. What is the link? I get your point here. I think the whole thing with the revisionist and all of these things, that's an example which is used quite often. Many students who write the essay. My suggestion here is, what does this have to do with the health of the discipline? Is it good now that there are different views on history? And what do you actually mean with health in history? What is healthy history? That's what I'm just asking, okay? Next paragraph, the World War II example. My advice would be the following. Die Täter-Opfer-Thematik, that is something that Germany and Austria and Switzerland and so on, in the German-speaking world, in other words, we understand this. My advice is take out the German words, because you don't know who is reading this, but give a little bit slightly more information here. Like that, in contrast to Germany, there has been a debate in Austria whether Austria is the first victim of Nazi Germany, or whether Austria contributed to the war crimes and so on. So you see what I mean? Take out the words Täter Opfer and give me a little bit more background on this Täter Opfer idea. I'm saying this because I think that your viewpoint is quite interesting and valid, and you're also answering the question, thus having one perspective shared by all would be more efficient. Is this what you mean with health of a discipline?
Yeah.
Yes, and could be healthier for the field of historical knowledge and could be more useful. You're actually answering the question here. So that's why the example is very valid, but it might not be enough information for a person who does not have this historical background, okay? The next thing is the following, just a slight issue here. You say a baby cries because of intuition. In TOK, the word intuition is intuition, okay? Actually has a different meaning. So the word intuition is maybe not the right word here, okay? But otherwise, I get what you mean with the paragraph, that it is important to have an open mind, so, and also be open about scientific progress. But maybe the word intuition is not the right thing to be used here. The next paragraph, on the contrast by perspectives that are already disproven. I don't know if the issue of with the word pseudoscience, this is not really the relevant, that's not really the point here. The point is are the contrasting perspectives, okay, and whether this impacts on the health of a discipline. And I think what you want to say here is in this paragraph is that contrasting perspectives can lead to a so-called deadlock. Jedes ein betoniert in der eigenen Meinung, so to say, and that this basically for other reasons, okay, political reasons maybe or whatever, right? But this deadlock kind of prevents a form of openness, okay? So what you're actually doing is you're pointing out a danger, maybe not of contrasting perspectives, but if contrasting perspectives are maintained too much, and maybe you can also say that a little bit, if they're too... Yeah, if too much value is given on contrasting perspectives. And then you talk about faith as a way of knowing, and I have to admit, I don't quite see how this is linked to the rest of the essay. I don't know. It could be a little bit. I don't know. I somehow feel it doesn't quite fit in there. I guess you just wanted to find extra ideas to kind of fill up the essay. But one way that you could actually gain more higher word count could be maybe by contrasting history and the sciences in relation to contrasting perspectives. Or you can also say that maybe in history, similar to the sciences, historical theories or views, let's put it this way, or interpretations have changed, and you have to be open. I don't know. Yeah, something like this. Maybe there is some as a possible approach. There is kind of a link between the sciences, a comparison between sciences and history. I think this would be my suggestion here. Otherwise, I think the essay is quite clear and quite good. I personally would also talk a little bit more if you're I myself have noticed that firstly it is impossible to look at all perspectives, and that sometimes we're looking at different perspectives. I understand the topic even less. Why not use this to make a link to the later part where you talk about history and the natural sciences? Okay, I think that's an interesting point here. If you want, not only want, but I would also recommend include, of course, more ways of knowing. You try to do this with intuition, but I think it didn't quite work out here in this case. But include ways of knowing and also give more personal examples, okay? Or this is, don't take out the current examples that you have, okay? But maybe you can also elaborate a little bit on this issue where contrasting perspective caused a confusion in you, in the natural sciences and in history or in math, I don't know. By the way, this could be a possibility. You're supposed to discuss this claim. Maybe you, if it helps you, you can maybe introduce a third area of knowledge, like, I don't know, ethics or arts and so on, and kind of compare history and the natural sciences, let's say, to math. Yeah, unlike history, in math, whatever. Yeah, something like this. Okay, just trying to help you a little bit to find more ideas for more paragraphs. Okay, wish you all the best. Bye-bye.